This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Multiple news agencies report that U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping had a good meeting on the sidelines of the G20 summit Saturday. President Trump is quoted as saying that negotiations with China are right back on track. It's not clear if that means he will forego imposing an additional $325 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods, which would cover just about everything China exports to the U.S. It's all not already covered by the current tariffs on Chinese imports. China has slapped its own tariffs on U.S. products, including those produced by financially strapped American farmers. President Trump says he is willing to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas, just to shake hands and say hello. Trump said at a working breakfast with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman that he made the offer to Kim as a spur-of-the-moment decision.
I'll be going to South Korea. We're going with President Moon. We were with the president in Japan for a little while, and we spoke. And all I did is put out a feeler if he'd like to meet.
Kim has not commented yet on Trump's offer. It would be the third meeting between Trump and Kim, who met last June in Singapore and in February in Hanoi, Vietnam. The U.S. Supreme Court agreed Friday to hear a challenge to President Trump's effort to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, that's also known as DACA. It is a program that shields hundreds of thousands of young undocumented immigrants from deportation. A decision is expected sometime next year, not this year, and this will occur at the height of the 2020 presidential campaign. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has defended his civil rights record on Friday after California Senator Kamala Harris harshly criticized him in Thursday night's Democratic presidential debate. Speaking at the Reverend Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition Civil Rights Organization in Chicago, Biden said he has always been in favor of the federal government overruling state laws that promote racism.
I co-sponsored the Equal Rights Amendment. I supported making the Equity Act in law and make the law of the land today. I voted for the Civil Rights Act of 1990 to ban employment discrimination.
Biden said if elected president, he will fight against racism from the start. He said that President Trump is promoting hate and division and is a bad example for American children. Iran's deputy foreign minister says European countries need to buy more of his country's oil or consider lines of credit for Tehran if Iran is to stay within the limits of the 2015 nuclear deal. Abbas Araghchi said in Vienna Friday that the European countries need to do more under the so-called INSTEX program, which allows non-dollar trade with Iran.
All in all, I believe that it was a positive and constructive meeting. I can say one step forward compared to the previous meetings we had, but it is still not enough.
Iran is threatening to surpass the maximum amount of enriched uranium allowed by the deal. This is in response to U.S. economic sanctions imposed in the past year. European countries are urging Iran to fully comply with the accord. The U.S. has imposed sanctions against the son of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. It is the latest step in the U.S. campaign to force the socialist leader out of office. The U.S. Treasury Department said Friday it would freeze any assets of Nicolas Maduro Jr. and that he has in the United States and prohibit American individuals or businesses from conducting business with him. In the wake of recent tensions with Iran, including the shooting down of a U.S. drone, a Senate bid to limit presidential war powers came up short Friday. AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 40. The 60-vote threshold having not been achieved, the amendment is not agreed to.
An amendment to a defense bill that would have required congressional approval before the president can order military action fell 10 votes short in the Senate Friday. Four Republicans joined most Democrats in supporting the failed amendment. The White House and Pentagon had written a letter opposing the amendment. Earlier in the week, President Trump asserted he doesn't need congressional approval to engage militarily with Iran. The House will likely try to attach its own limits on military action against Iran with its defense bill next month. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.